This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Fly the W 670 podcast. Don't forget to listen, download, review, and subscribe to the Fly the W podcast. It's season two. It's episode 22. Worried about Dansby? The Cubs have played close to 30 games, and we're a little bit concerned going into today's game, the Sunday game, if we should be worried about Dansby Swanson or not. Right, Crawley?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that you're always worried about, especially every time the Cubs bring in a free agent. I'm not going to lie. I always get nervous. That first year just always seems to be a struggle, whether, you know, John Lester started off a little bit rough, but then he picked it up. Yu Darvish had first year struggles. Moises Alou, like, you just go down. Jason Hayward struggled and never not struggled, but he did make the Dodgers roster. I don't know if you saw that, Dustin. But, you know, there was four shortstops on the market that the Cubs were kicking the tires on. Obviously, Carlos Correa. You had Xander Bogaerts, Trey Turner, who we saw just absolutely go nuts in the World Baseball Classic. And the Cubs went with Dansby Swanson, and we were super excited, Dustin, after hearing him in the press conference and the story about his grandpa loving the Cubs before he died, and he signed, you know, Dansby signed with them. But, you know, we've had a full spring of Dansby Swanson, and when you look at the numbers, that's where you just kind of, you know, it's part of you says, okay, it's just springtime, it doesn't matter. But when the results are this glaring, like I take a look right now, right? And if we take a look at Nico, right? Nico's slashing 244, 244, 422. You know, you're going to expect Nico to bump a little bit, but it's not horrific, right?
It's not good. I don't know if I go horrific, but not good. That's for sure.
Well, let's look at Dansby's numbers right now. He's had 16 games, 40 at bats. Dustin, he's slashing 100. He's on OBP is 265, and he's slugging 200. He's had 9 walks, but 16 strikeouts. He hit his first home run today. He has 3 RBIs, but again, 40 at bats and 4 hits. So one double and one home run. That's got to have Cub fans a little bit nervous, right?
Right, and absolutely. It's definitely a question that we've talked about on the Mully and Haw show. It's something that you hear all day on the Score. We've seen plenty of tweets and plenty of column space filled up with whether or not Dansby can live up to this contract. And he keeps saying, no problem, I got this. We had a texter that texted in. He had a really terrible last year, his spring training was really bad. Not quite as bad as the texter originally let on, but he had a really bad spring training last year, and obviously he had one of his best, if not his best, season as a Major League Baseball player, and then he was paid like it. But listen, Crawley, going back to the conversation we've been having for months after the regular season ended, after season one ended, and we started talking season two on this podcast, it was the big three and Dansby Swanson. That's how I felt about it. It was the big three shortstops and Dansby Swanson. I didn't think he should be included with the top four guys in the same conversation. Now, with the switch of the shift, I do think he belongs in that conversation because his defense is probably as good, if not better, than everybody else that we're talking about in that list, in my opinion. He's right there. If he's not the best, he's right there. So in 177 right now, while that's a ton of money, that was good, smart spending by Jed Hoyer and the Cubs.
Yeah, but you need him to perform like he did last season, which was his best offense
in the regular season. Let's give him, listen, I'll be pounding on him a week from tomorrow when we're doing the podcast after the series against the Brewers. And if he's like 1-for-15 with 4 Ks and no walks, trust me, I'll be saying, what did we do here? What's going on? So, but for right this second, we got to give him a shot. If he had a bad last spring and then had a great regular season, let's see if maybe that's how he rolls. Maybe he's working on some things.
Yeah, but as far as spring training is concerned, when you sit there and you filter it out and you say, okay, there's no one in spring training with 30 or more bats with a lower batting average than him, it's no doubt. I just, like you said, if he carries it into the season, that's what makes you nervous. And so they asked David Ross about Dansby's swing, and he says, I don't want to single out Dansby, but everyone in camp is always working on something. The thing that stands out to me with a lot of these guys is, are they recognizing the pitches? Are they taking passes at really good pitches? Do they shut it down on balls out of the zone? Are they taking their walks? So we talked about, you know, Swanson had 8 walks in his first 14 games. So, you know, it's, you know, they're working on things. They're working on things. And I really have a lot of hope for the Cubs' new hitting coach. As you know, the Cubs' hitting coach job is kind of like being the drummer for Spinal Tap. It just has been a job that
Great analogy, Crowley. Great analogy.
Right. It's a job that nobody can hold on to. And I've gotten to, you know, listen to Dustin Kelly. He's been on Marquee. He's been on some of the broadcasts. He really is an intelligent guy, but so have other guys that have been through there, you know. And so I am excited about it, but, you know, I'm just kind of keeping my fingers crossed, because if the Cubs are going to be successful, Dustin, they have to get off to a good start. If Dansby, you know, doesn't get off to a good start, where's the offense going to come from? Who else, right? And so if the Cubs don't have a good start, they're going to look to move people at the trade deadline. And so you don't have the luxury of sitting there hoping that Dansby at the end of the season's numbers look good. It has to, they got to come out of the gate. All these guys that they got, Dansby, Bellinger, Mancini. And I think that, like I said, I think Mancini is going to really – I'm making this prediction right now, and you can write it down. I'm predicting all-star.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Nice.
That's I'm predicting Trey Mancini will be an all-star for the Cubs this year, but we need the other guys to contribute as well. We need Ian Happ to continue with what he has done so far this year. Last season with the all-star nod. Swanson's got to really perform. Nico has got to really kind of step up and show that he belongs. And those are the things that I'm kind of looking at is offensively. I have no doubt that the pitching and defense is really going to keep the Cubs in games. But as far as the offense, that is my concern. It was my concern when the season started. It's my concern now. And so that's kind of what I'm looking at right now is that if they don't have the ability and Dansby's a big part of it, you know, then I don't know. Now on the flip side, Dustin, you know, Patrick Wisdom has had a phenomenal spring. Like this guy has absolutely been lights out. And so
if he does what he's done in the spring, Crowley, that'll be another all-star for the Cubs.
Here's where he's at right now. Currently 351, 478 and 649 slugging. He's just been absolutely impressive. He's got his 3 home runs. You know, he's still striking out. He has 14 strikeouts, but 9 walks. But Patrick Wisdom has seriously earned a lot of playing time based on what's happened this spring. So, again, I think we can sit there and take a look at what we have, and we know who's going to be playing most of the days. You know, who's going to be playing right while Say is out? Still up for debate. Who's going to be playing third base? I think we're pretty sure that it's going to be that Wisdom-Rios tandem, yep. You know. And so it's a few other questions, but these guys have got to perform. And that's the only thing, is just how hard it is for a new free agent acquisition to get used to Wrigley in April or May. Hopefully we have a warm spring, Dustin. I'm looking at the weather report right now, and opening day looks like a traditional Cubs opening rain day of rain and 40 degrees temperatures.
Yeah, it looks like a better day for the Bears to play football than the Cubs to be playing baseball. Crowley, are we having one more of these before opening day, or the next time we talk and we're going to have a game in the books? Where are we at on our schedule?
We got 2 more games against the White Sox. I believe they're exhibition games. I don't think they count against the Cactus League schedule. The Cubs did win today. So the next time we do release a podcast, we should have everything finalized. I mean, like I said, I think the rotation, if you're asking me, is going to be Stroman, Steele, Tyone, Smiley, and Wesniewski at 5. I think that's what you do. As far as the rotation, or as far as the lineup, I think we'll get that out by the time we get there. And so that's it. I mean, we're ready to go, Dustin. So,
all right, Crowley, we can almost smell it. Last night I was down on the main drag here in Nashville, and they had a dog with some grilled onions, and it smelled just like Wrigley Field. So that was awesome. All right, have a safe trip back to the Chicago area. Enjoy opening day number 23. That's a wrap. Don't forget to listen, download, review, and most importantly, keep subscribing to the Fly the W podcast. Follow the socials, Fly the W on Facebook, 670. Facebook, Instagram. You can email us, of course, too, flythew670@gmail.com. And, Crowley, you can watch on YouTube by subscribing to the 670 The Score YouTube channel. Crowley, enjoy the rest of your spring break, and happy opening day.
2 more games, and go Cubs!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.